This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A's Cast, streaming on iHeartRadio and broadcasting locally on Bloomberg 960, KNEW Oakland and KOSF 103.7 FM HD2 San Francisco.
Pitch to Chad, a fastball, and he strokes it dead center. On the run, Lagares at the wall and out of room. Chad Pinder picks the team up and carries them around on a three-run homer.
It's now time for the A's Clubhouse Show.
And the number is 833-625-2278. That's 833-625-2278. I'm about finding positives tonight, Vince, and I got to tell you, Frankie Montas, definitely a positive, and it was good to see somebody go over 100 pitches at 105.
Well, and he struck out Aaron Judge three times. It may have cost Aaron Boone to watch the remainder of the game tonight, and maybe the couple pitches were close, but I mean, give Frankie a lot of credit. He's facing a very tough lineup in their ballpark, and I agree with you. I mean, Frankie's he's the best 3-8 pitcher in baseball, and just can't, you know, he's just the guy that has the wrong spot in the rotation where the A's really have a hard time scoring. I know they've struggled to score all year, but especially when Frankie's been out there, and, you know, Frankie's ERA has been right around 3, so it hasn't affected him, you know, in that regard. He's got more strikeouts than innings pitched. You know, gives up a home run. It wasn't a cheap one, but it's a home run, and it's a solo shot here. You'll take that in New York. You know, the leadoff walk to start the game was probably the thing that frustrated him. Great throw to the plate by Ramon, prevented it from being a two-run rally and maybe more after that. You know, I agree with you. I mean, Frankie Montas has been everything you hoped he would be, and the record in no way, shape, or form gives you an indication of how good he's been all season.
You know, if I'm going to nitpick anything tonight where obviously the way the pitchers were going, if anybody doesn't want to see a pitch clock, they need to watch this Sears kid pitch.
Why? I mean, a 2-1 game at 3 hours and 3 minutes, you think that's a problem?
It was funny. At one point, Dallas Braden was timing him. He went a minute in between pitches.
Yeah, obviously that can't happen. I know what you're saying, but I don't know how they're going to remedy this. It's not going to be remedied in 2023. I don't even know if it's going to be remedied in 2024. This is something where, at least in the interim, you would hope that the umpires would maybe take a little stronger control of this and, you know, tell the guy to get going, get to work. But that's a challenge as well. And tonight just one of those nights where here's a rookie and making his second big league start. He's trying to be as careful as he could be. He pitched effectively for them. I agree with you, though, that's no excuse for taking that amount of time between pitches.
And just the thing about the A's, even though it was a tight game, I just seeing Noisy getting picked off, there's no reason for that in the third. And I was kind of wondering, like, Bethancourt stealing second base. I mean, not much to it was a good game. I mean, it's 2-1, not much to nitpick, just a couple things on the bases I think about and go, you know, I don't know if that would have led to any runs. I just know getting thrown out trying to steal with a guy who's not really a guy who's really a threat and getting just picked off at first by the catchers, that's just not good baseball.
Well, I agree with you on Noisy. I mean, with Bethancourt, he's 4-for-4 until the caught stealing. It was a 2-2 count. We'd seen a lot of change-ups from Sears. I'm sure the A's were guessing 2-2 count. They're going to get a change-up there. And that was going to aid him as well getting to second base. It was a fastball. That helped Trevino make a strong throw. I think all those things kind of conspired against the A's. They gambled. I mean, look, Chris, you may not like it.
Hey, I have no problem with gambling. I mean, at this point, you're so far behind. And
that's what you have to do. I mean, right now, all bets are off. The A's have got to try anything, any way, any shape, any form. And Eric Martins has been very good. The running game has been very good this year. I have no issue at all with them setting Bethancourt, just, you know, trying to guess the right count and the right pitch. I mean, they put a lot of work in pregame to find those kinds of trends to use to their advantage because they're not hitting the ball out of the ballpark and they're certainly not, you know, scoring a lot of runs. So they've got to find ways to get guys in a scoring position. So I was okay with that, but you're right about Noisy. That can't happen you know, on any base to get picked off, and especially leading off an inning and you're on board and then all of a sudden you're erased.
I'll tell you this. If we're going to go at that, we got nothing to lose, which I'm all in. It's got to be all in. It just can't be some of the time. You got to do it more than that. And that's with your starting pitchers going deeper in games. And if we really want to talk about it, there's a lot of things that I would like to see. I'd like to see more go with a little more consistency in the lineup. If you have a top three versus a right-hander or versus let's see a little more. Look, you had two left-handers go back-to-back starting pitchers, and the lineups look completely different. We know that human beings perform best in all scenarios with some kind of continuity. How about just try some continuity?
I get that. And maybe it was a little bit different because there wasn't a whole lot of finagling with the lineup. But Bob Melvin used 145 lineups, okay? That's not a story.
And I hated it.
Yeah, and it worked. You know, I think right now you've got a club that you don't know who can do what where. And tonight you found out that, you know, maybe Nick Allen's going to be an option for you moving forward batting leadoff. I mean, he got on base, hit the ball hard. That's a possibility.
I mean, but let's be honest. I don't think you can truly say that's just all Bob Melvin. A lot has to do with the front office. And I look at a team like the Yankees.
No.
And I got LeMahieu, Judge, and Rizzo going 1-2-3 every game.
Well, the A's don't have LeMahieu, Judge, and Rizzo.
But you just said they had a good lineup the past couple of years and they still didn't do it.
No, well, those guys are not here. I don't know if you noticed that or not.
But they didn't do it when they were here.
Anyway.
If we're going to talk about going all out and doing stuff, I'm just saying that I'm into that.
Yeah, but I don't think trying to find a set lineup is such a priority.
I'm not saying a full set lineup, but I know this is – we're just talking here. But if you just give me three guys, something.
Okay.
Let's just – some type of continuity.
What would you do?
I would say who does your data say is your best three hitters and bat them 1, 2, and 3?
Well, they've talked about that. They've done that. This year, in fact, Mark Kotze has talked about that very thing where they've pushed more of those guys to the front of the lineup. So they've tried that as well. It's not that they haven't tried that or haven't talked about it or even haven't deployed it. I think they've done that also.
Well, good thing tomorrow you got Cole Irvin going tomorrow, and it's an early game, and we love that he works fast.
Yes. No pitch clock problems with Cole Irvin tomorrow for sure.
And who they got? They got Tyon going tomorrow. He's not slow either. So that should definitely be better. Have a good night there in – you got any plans, or is it – it's 10:30. See, I see 7:24. I'm like, wow, you got a whole night ahead of you.
I'll talk to you tomorrow.
See ya. Vince Catronio from the Bronx as the Athletics lose 2-1. You know what? I have no problem talking about this. Give me your best – who's your best three when a right-hander starts in the lineup? Who do you want? Because you had a lefty go yesterday, and it's Pinder, Bethancourt, Laureano. You have a lefty go today, and now it's Allen, Laureano, Bethancourt. Like, give me your three. Give me something. Give me some type of continuity. Something. We saw a starting pitcher, actually, they let him go tonight. I like that. Like, so let's try some. And I think the stuff I'm talking about, Dave Stewart, for God's sakes, is agreeing with me when I do my NBC hits. If we're going to go all in on, hey, let's do some new stuff and not go by the book, all right, let's do it. The one thing we haven't seen is consistency. What consistency did, as Vince just said, well, Bob Melvin didn't do it. Yeah, but that lineup, we looked at that line. I mean, we saw it with Semien. Semien, we got to a point where Semien was the leadoff guy. But after that, a lot changed. And that's kind of been a constant no matter who's been the manager now. I would like to see – give me who – who do you think is your best leadoff guy? Let him go for a week. Who is it? Give me a guy you look that you think, all right, we're going to play him for a week and let him lead off. Who do I think is the next, you know, your next prototypical best hitter? Who do you think is your best? A lot of teams, we've seen it, like to put him in the two, maybe the three hole. Let's see it. Let's see starters go deeper. Let's see a little more consistent of a lineup. Why not? If we're going to go with we have nothing to lose. The number is 833-625-2278. You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
The Coliseum has gone by many names, but none better than The Last Dive Bar. Hi, everyone. Ken Korak here, and my friends at Last Dive Bar are helping us celebrate our longtime home. Last Dive Bar has the most unique merchandise for all Oakland baseball fans. T-shirts, sweatshirts, the Ray Fosse line, and my personal favorite, the lights have taken full effect. Visit their website at lastdivebar.com or follow them on social media at Last Dive Bar. All proceeds are invested back into the A's Community Fund and their affiliated charities. Go to lastdivebar.com. That's lastdivebar.com.
Coming in at 5'3", it's number one mom. She switched to Xfinity and got the all-new 3-for-1 bundle. Unlimited internet, streaming, and Xfinity Mobile. All for what you could pay wireless companies for just one 5G unlimited line. Boom shakalaka. Go to Xfinity.com/3-for-1, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. Xfinity Mobile requires post-pay Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
Here's the 1-2. Fastball stroke toward right, a base hit. Pass to diving Bethancourt. One run is home. Donaldson coming home. Here comes the throw by Laureano. The tag by Sean Murphy, and he is out. So Laureano with a peg toward the plate saves one run. But LeMahieu does score after the leadoff walk on a single by Trevino. We're on to the second inning. It is 1-0 Yankees.
This is A's Clubhouse.
The number is 833-625-2278. Well, well, well. Look who shows up. Greg and Slow, you're on the A's Clubhouse show.
Well, I always show up, Townie. This is all heart here. You know that.
You didn't show up after your guy Lou Trevino showed up for two straight days.
Oh, what's his ERA at now? 8?
For two straight days, he looked like a closer like you wouldn't believe, and you were nowhere to be found.
The data doesn't lie.
Yeah. The data doesn't lie. What's his ERA?
And
how
then I'll give you another one. You owe me an apology.
Oh, yeah. That's funny. I was going to say the same thing to you.
You owe me an apology. Remember last year when you were like, you have to go get Joey Gallo from the Rangers. You have to get Joey Gallo. Remember Joey Gallo had that weekend and you called me every day telling me how great Joey Gallo is? Joey Gallo came into today. Ever since he was acquired by the Yankees, he's hitting 164, and that's that. And then add now another 0-for-3 tonight. He has struck out now since acquired by the Yankees 173 times. You know what? You owe me an apology.
First off, I never said Joey Gallo was great.
You said second they off, needed to acquire him, and I said, no, they don't. He'd be the worst thing for them. And you disagreed with me.
He'd be a perfect Oakland A. Look at his numbers. The data doesn't lie. He'd be a perfect Oakland A. I mean,
look at you.
He'd
spin
fit right
it
in with this bunch of guys.
Spin it.
I was going to say you owe me an apology because the last time I called, you were on your heartfelt diatribe about Freddie Freeman and then proceeded to say it's good to see guys with heart that really care. And then that's something we don't see from Greg and Flo. I didn't really pick up on that until I heard the recording. So I think you owe me an apology. I don't want to hear about Freddie Freeman and the violin. The guy's making $200 million, Townie.
Yeah,
I don't want to hear it. Stop it.
I took a shot at you. Oh, I did.
Yeah.
It was intentional.
Oh, you did. It didn't go unheard.
It was completely intentional.
No, I know it was, but hey.
Because I knew you wouldn't apologize for Joey Gallo. I knew it.
No apology necessary. None.
You want anybody else who strikes out and hits a .160 you want to trade for here at the deadline?
Hey, what I tell you, he'd fit right in with this bunch of guys, with this group of has-beens, he'd fit right in. All I know, Townie, I kind of like the back and forth with you and Vince there. You guys got kind of heated. I kind of like that little back and forth. The voices got raised a little bit. I was a big fan of that. I need to hear more of that from you. Talk about heart. Let's hear it.
Well, play-by-play guys don't ever want to be challenged.
They don't. That's a great point. That is a great point. You know, I do agree with you. I think if we're going to go all in, you know, what better time than now? What are we waiting for? And that was one of the takes I had tonight that I want to get it on is for Nick Allen being the so-called shortstop of the future, he sure does play a lot of second base, which I find a little curious and a little odd. The shortstop of the future, he's the greatest thing since Cal Ripken. Nick Allen defense, Nick Allen this, Nick Allen. Well, when's the last time Nick Allen played shortstop? Plays a lot of second base. And let's be honest here, Elvis Andrews
played
223.
To be fair, he played shortstop the other day when they gave Elvis a day off. But I hear what you're saying.
Put him in full time. Put him in full time. He's not a second baseman. He's the quote-unquote shortstop of the future. Elvis Andrews is not the quote-unquote shortstop of the future. He Elvis Andrews, by every metric, is below average, and he's on his last leg. I don't know who's going to pick him up next year. I know we're not. I mean, how many teams are out there want a 223 hitting shortstop with no power? You know, doesn't hit the ball hard, no RBIs, can't field his position that great. He's below average defensively. What are we waiting for here? I don't get it. You know, I don't want to see these Sheldon Noisies and, you know, Elvis Andrews. I mean, it's like, what are we doing here? I mean, our big bopper off the bench tonight was Steven Vogt hitting a strong .149. I mean, it's like, it's slim pickings, Townie, and I'm with you. I guess it was positive. One way to spin it was to see Frankie go over 100. That was great to see. But you just watch us against this Yankee team, and it's just so JV versus varsity. I mean,
it's going to – we knew that. So it's like
– I know.
We already know that. We already know where the A's have gone in this season. You knew when they got to New York. It shouldn't surprise anybody. But it's frustrating.
It's got to be all in, though. All in. All the chips in with young. Like you said, you had a great line the other day. If the young guys are going to fail, what the hell? The old guys are failing. I'd rather see young guys fail than old. That was a great line by you. You know, see, I give you credit. I know you got heart. I got heart.
Well, I
want to see the young.
I'm like random everyone. I mean, if we're gonna be a team that's gonna steal everybody. Let's go. Let's not pick and choose and it's a random stolen base here, there, you know, you got two outs. I mean, be like, hey, everybody, you get on, let's start running. Let's become a track team. I don't even care if you got wheels. Get a good jump can make up for that. At least have their starting pitcher and their catcher always on high alert. Always take extra bags. If you get thrown out, who cares? Always be challenging the defense. Glengarry, Glenn Ross, always be selling. We should be always running, always hustling, always doing things to cause havoc. We should be a team that blows caution into the wind and say, we're going to go for everything and we're nothing by the book and let's just go out and play our asses off. That's what they should do.
I agree. Again, I'd rather see young guys do that than old guys. You know, that's this is what this year is about, right? Discovery. And we know the old guys that we got on the roster aren't going to be here next year. There's a number of guys. And when I'm not even talking trade deadline possibilities, I'm talking guys that aren't going to be traded because no other clubs want them. It's the old guys are gone. I don't know who's going to be back. I can't even think about who's going to be back next year because there's not a guy in uniform that I even want back next year. I mean, I hate to say that. It's painful to say. It's unreal to say when you come off who we had last year and then going forward into 2023, there's nobody I want back. I mean, even a guy like James Capp, I mean, he's fallen off a cliff as far as his numbers are completely down across the board. So it's just – you know, I think when you talk about Wall Street, you meant ABC always be closing. But I get what you're saying. Let's go all in. It's got to be all in. And you know, I couldn't agree with you more, Townie. And you know what? 2 days. You know, kind of not to get off the topic here, but 2 days, the big vote's coming in. And I told you that's the one that I got circled on my calendar. That's the biggest story, the biggest thing I'm looking forward to when it comes to the A's right now. And I know how I want the vote to go. I'm not going to reveal that live on the air. But I know how I want the vote to go, and I'm really interested to see what's going to happen. Because I think I know what's going to happen, but I know what I want to happen. So
they're gonna. It's gonna be a positive vote. Thank you very much. I mean, everybody who's around it, everybody, the way it's trending, you know, and that's gonna be a great thing, and it moves it forward. And the best thing it's gonna do is push things forward to now we're getting into binding votes. Now the city council, now people, it's, you know, now you're going to have votes that these votes meet. Once it's binding, it moves it, you know. I always like to do it football terms with Dave Cavill, and hopefully we're going to have him on Friday. He's had a lot going on. But you're in the red zone. Now, where does this get you into the red zone? Does it put you right on the goal line? City council, binding vote. Now, there you go. But, yeah, I see this vote definitely going the Athletics way coming up here. And, you know, look at how many votes. Look at how many things that they have. Look at how many. Look at how many that, the obstacles they've gotten over. And everybody is, not everybody, but most people have just thought this is never going to happen. This is never. And it's still not there. But where the A's have come in Oakland is further than the Warriors ever got, than the Raiders ever got. It's now, you know, it's getting real fast, as Jim Harbaugh once said. Anthony in Scottsdale, you are on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Hey, Tony, how's it going?
Good.
Hey, I just wanted to say, first of all, I don't know how you do this show every night with the A's offense, so props to you for continuing to be somewhat positive on a regular basis. But I know you've said in the past that the former A's wouldn't help. I mean, Simeon with a homer tonight, Olsen with a homer tonight, Chapman a homer yesterday, two-run double today. They're probably not having the best of seasons, but I just where do we go with this offense? And honestly, I don't understand, with John Fisher owning the team, like, what's the point of owning the team if you're going to be the worst in baseball and just really not even try? Like, it's just frustrating as an A's fan. So I just don't know where the positivity is going forward.
Let me ask you this. So you mentioned Matt Chapman. In that lineup, he's going to run into a few home runs. In our lineup, he'd have to be the man. He's hitting .222 with a 1.14 war. A lot of that war is because of his defense. His OPS is .716. Has Matt Chapman recently looked like a guy that you wish would have accepted a $150 million contract?
Normally I would say no, but this current lineup is so bad, I might say yes.
Why? Why?
I mean, it's just, it's a familiar face. And
other than he's a familiar face, why?
Well, we got a bunch of new faces that are just as terrible, if not worse. So.
Yeah, but you're not paying them $150 million in their prime. Yeah. Just saying.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
All right, and I love that. And I hate to. I don't want to dog anybody, but I mean this is a business, and my man Marcus Simeon's OPS is still .627. He's a 0.9 war with a $175 million contract. I mean, until their numbers drastically improve, if you took their numbers and put them on the A's, we'd still be in last place.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, they'd be familiar, and they're good interviews, so I'd like it, but you have to be honest. Every single day I look at Marcus, his numbers have been going up. I mean, I would love to see Marcus. We love Marcus Simeon. I would love to see Mark. I don't want to see Marcus struggle. I would love to see Marcus get up to that .280 with power and doing all the great things that he does. I want these guys to be successful. It's just, you know, we act like we lost players. Olsen, yes. Marte, like someone like Marte, you knew wasn't staying anyway. He was a rental player. That's why I do have to be fair to the front office. You have to be fair. You got to be fair.
If you're saying that Simeon Olsen and Chapman,
I didn't say Olsen. I did not say Olsen. Well, you said Olsen.
Okay,
I think Olsen at some point will get Hall of Fame votes. I've never said Olsen.
Is there something to be said about the scouting department then? If all of a sudden the A's just can't, if Olsen's the only person they've drafted in the last 5 or 10 years, still, well, he's not even on the team, but how come there's just no good hitters that the A's can keep that they drafted?
I don't have any excuses for anybody. Your farm system for a team like the A's has to be able to produce players. It has to. And if you don't, well, then you got a bear cupboard. So we're going to go through this season, and we're going to see players at some point. You hope that guys are going to be produced. If not, I mean, it's a game of production, right? If you're going to be somewhat turn this thing around to be successful, somebody's going to have to come here who can play. And we have not seen that so far.
All right, well, I appreciate it. Hang in there.
No, we will. We will. I mean, I just take a guy like Nick Allen and say, what the hell? Why not just let Nick Allen lead off like he did tonight? Just give it 2 weeks. Like, look at Nick Allen. Like, I'll just do the last three games. Nick Allen's batted ninth, he's batted eighth, and he's batted leadoff. Say I'm batting leadoff. Say, Nick, you're batting leadoff. When you go to bed tonight, you know you're batting leadoff. Tomorrow when you wake up, you're batting leadoff. Here, I'll get more into this. The number is 833-625-2278. You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly. Cookies and milk. Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
Here are some easy tips to get the most out of a time of use rate plan. Number one, during peak times, get your dishes loaded and your clothes ready to wash or dry. Then wait until off-peak times to press the start button. Number two, run your AC during off-peak hours, then nudge it up to 78 degrees when peak hours begin. Number three, one of the easiest ways to conserve energy is by turning off appliances, televisions, and lights. To see more easy tips, visit pge.com/touinfo.
Humanity has accomplished a whole lot so far. We created penicillin, the automobile, and the internet, not to mention drones, duct tape, and the hot dog. It's all thanks to the power of human connections. And Ring Central's here to make that even easier, more seamlessly and securely, on a platform built to grow your business. Say hello to a whole new way to say hello. Visit ringcentral.com and say hello to possibilities. Ring Central. Message, video, phone. Together.
Hitting the road with the family. On your way to nonstop adventures. No worries ahead, because you know you can stop at a Chevron station along the way. Get fuel for your car, fuel for your crew. That's Chevron with Techron for unbeatable mileage and snacks for all. Coffee for mom, chips for the kids, cold drinks for dad. You know, for the road ahead. Toss in some laughs, out-of-tune singing, and a zillion are we there yet? And you just made lifelong family memories. Chevron, together ahead.
This is Chris Townsend for the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. Great news! Our indoor dining is back, along with our beautiful patio dining. Come taste our world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 83 years. The Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek has one of the most dynamic menus, plus a full bar. Pot pies, gourmet burgers, sandwiches, salads, flatbreads, and more. Don't forget, we still do takeout and delivery. For all the information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
Rubino throws and Santana takes on the inside corner. Ring him up. Strike three called. And the ball game is over.
You're listening to A's Cast.
And that swung on a high, deep drive. Left center field, way back. Pache in the alley at the track to the wall. He's there, and he runs it down. And Pache has done it again.
He just simply outran that baseball.
This is the A's Clubhouse Show.
1-2 popped up in the center. Pache closing in on it. Toward left center he comes. He'll make the catch. 1-2-3. Good job by Montas, retiring the last six he faced. See if the A's can finally get him some offense. On to the seventh. It's 2-0 New York.
The final in this one, 2-1, and another catcher's interference. This time, Big Murph was not behind the dish. He was at the plate. We're going to have to ring Feldy, find out, in a three-game set, what's the most catcher's interference in the history of baseball in one series? You've had three in two games. It's got to be right there, right? I mean, who knows? Baseball hasn't played a long time, but, I mean, you've had three in two games. Big Murph's been a part of all three. Has any player been a part of three catcher's interference, whether you're the catcher or the hitter, in a series? I wonder if Elias or ESPN stats and info. If anybody will look that up, Dave Feldman, whether he'll look it up. Isn't that crazy? We do have Big Murph from after the game. Robert, you don't know if he addresses this or not. Doesn't sound like he did. Okay. I'd like to hear it. And what I would like to start seeing is, okay, like Big Murph. Murph's hit fourth today, yesterday. Yeah, and he didn't play. I've just looked through the last three games. You know, the guys that you think are part of your future, let's start seeing those guys at the top of the order. Let it play out. Let's start seeing it. I love the idea of just throwing, and not going to happen, I don't know why, but care into the wind, right? Just let her rip, baby. Get aggressive. Get that mentality of being aggressive. I do understand where they will try and say you're trying to keep the culture. Some people would say you're trying to establish a culture. I don't know how you really do that if a lot of the players that you have are not going to be guys that are going to be here long term. And that stuff they're not going to tell us, nor should they. That stuff that remains private. What their ideas are long-term for players and contracts and stuff like that is not stuff that they're going to float out to us. But you just start to think, like, okay, where are we here almost in July? We're almost in July. Like, is Elvis really going to get to the 550 at-bats to put the automatic into for his contract next year? Is that really going to happen? Probably not. You know, what's it going to look like in mid-July, late July, in August? And I think you're starting to finally see a little bit of a shift. I mean, I know how you guys feel. I know how the fan base feels. And everybody's going to kind of be like, hey, let's start seeing something different. Let's start calling some different plays. Now, of course, you're not calling plays in baseball. I get it. But it's just the reference of you went with one thing and you've gone with it for a while. Why not try something different? Be different. because there's going to be a lot of change. And watching some guys like a Jonah Brider and Nick Allen, you know, you're still watching Pache. God bless him. I mean, I wish he'd hit. I really do. Pache was 0 for 2 tonight. Yeah. I mean, Cap got in there as a pinch runner tonight. How about that? Just something unique. Because it gets to a point to where it runs its course, and then you have to decide what do you do. But part of that, too, we always have to remember is how you were able to construct the team in a little amount of time because of the lockout. How things were going to work, players that were going to get moved, who you're going to sign, who you're going to sign, who you're going to have back. It's not easy losing. It's not. It's a lot easier when you're winning and every, you know, when you're it's a lot easier when you're nitpicking when you're winning. And that's what we were used to. The last 4 years, 3 years in the playoffs and a year of 86 wins. Remember how last year felt, 86 wins? It was like not going to make the playoffs. This is so sad. It was tough, right? And then now this. This is why you enjoy the good times. Because the bad times in our sport are bad. Why are they so bad? Well, I'll tell you why. Because it's every day. That's what makes baseball wonderful and awful at the same time. Because when you're going good, you can't wait for the next night. When you're going bad, and it's day after day after day after day, that's why you wonder, like, how did they do it in Pittsburgh where they went 20 games under 500 for – they were under 500 for 20 years. 20 years of under 500. And I think the one thing that the organization understands and which is good for the organization is you hear the people and you hear them talk about being frustrated because the expectations are to win because that's what you have put out on the field for the last few years. And before that, you had a little pivot. But then you go back to 12, 13, and 14, being in the postseason. The expectations are to be in the postseason. You heard David Forst on here on A's Cast and on A's Cast Live. He hates to lose. They hate to have to do this, but they have to do it. It's part of the job. Every so many years, there's a good chance that the A's are going to pivot. And we got to live through it. And we got to talk through it. And we got to work through it. And it's not easy. But the good thing is that the track record is the turnaround's not far behind. And that's what we really hope for. All right, the number is 833-625-2278. We'll hear from Mark Kotze next right here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Coming in at 5'3", it's number one mom. She switched to Xfinity and got the all-new 3-for-1 bundle. Unlimited internet, streaming, and Xfinity Mobile. All for what you could pay wireless companies for just one 5G unlimited line. Boom shakalaka! Go to Xfinity.com/3-for-1, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. Xfinity Mobile requires post-pay Xfinity internet. After 24 months, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
Hey, Billy, this deck is great for getting everyone together.
Thanks. We're really enjoying the outdoor space, especially on a day like today.
What's the material?
Humboldt Redwood from Ashby Lumber. They gave us a great deal, provided us with a quick quote, and we couldn't be happier. We even found a great contractor through their online contractor directory.
Don't miss a day outdoors. Visit Ashby Lumber in Berkeley or Concord to see our stock of naturally strong, naturally beautiful Humboldt Redwood. Find out more at ashbylumber.com. For all your building needs, Ashby Lumber.
Ah, hitting the road with the family. On your way to nonstop adventures. No worries ahead. Because you know you can stop at a Chevron station along the way. Get fuel for your car, fuel for your crew. That's Chevron with Techron for unbeatable mileage and snacks for all. Coffee for mom, chips for the kids, cold drinks for dad. You know, for the road ahead. Toss in some laughs, out-of-tune singing, and a zillion, are we there yet? And you just made lifelong family memories. Chevron, together ahead.
Here are some easy tips to get the most out of a time-of-use rate plan. Number one, during peak times, get your dishes loaded and your clothes ready to wash or dry. Then wait until off-peak times to press the start button. Number two, run your AC during off-peak hours, then nudge it up to 78 degrees when peak hours begin. Number three, one of the easiest ways to conserve energy is by turning off appliances, televisions, and lights. To see more easy tips, visit pge.com/touinfo.
The Coliseum has gone by many names, but none better than The Last Dive Bar. Hi, everyone. Ken Korak here, and my friends at Last Dive Bar are helping us celebrate our longtime home. Last Dive Bar has the most unique merchandise for all Oakland baseball fans. T-shirts, sweatshirts, the Ray Fosse line, and my personal favorite, the lights have taken full effect. Visit their website at lastdivebar.com or follow them on social media at Last Dive Bar. All proceeds are invested back into the A's Community Fund and their affiliated charities. Go to lastdivebar.com. That's Last Dive Bar.
Your loan personalized. Whether you're planning your next vacation, backyard landscaping, or even consolidating debt, First United Credit Union can help you check off your to-do list with rates as low as 5.9% APR. Apply online or at any of their East Bay branches. Visit firstunitedcu.org/athletics for details. Insured by NCUA.
Red, white, blue, and baseball, too. You won't want to miss 4th of July fireworks after the A's game on July 4th.
And the pitch is swung on, hit the right field, hit deep. Whitefield going back at the track, over his head, and over the wall! Do you believe that?
Come see your A's take on the Toronto Blue Jays, then head down to the field to watch the post-game fireworks show. Tickets start at just $15. Find your seats at athletics.com. Don't miss the A's July 4th post-game fireworks show presented by 7-Up.
Which NorCal drivers are having the most fun right now? Ask anyone who owns a Honda.
This car is actually both reliable and safe and a lot of fun.
My Honda is a beast.
My Honda is delicious.
Honda has the happiest drivers in America and is the most fun to drive, period. New Hondas are arriving daily. See your NorCal Honda dealer today.
Happiest drivers based on 2021 ACSI survey of customers rating the performance of their own automobiles.
Visit NorCalHondaDealers.com.
NASCAR is on USA. It's a race for the playoffs. The drama.
He gets turned into the wall.
The excitement.
Yeah, boy.
The characters.
You don't like that kind of racing? Don't even watch.
Next stop, Road America.
It's 4 miles long, 14 corners. This is a tough track.
NASCAR, Sunday, 3 Eastern on USA.
You know when you see a great deal on a phone and then you find out it's not for you? Not at Verizon.
They just gave us all a new iPhone 13.
So we both got the same great deal.
Yep.
Get iPhone 13 on us with select trade-in and 5G unlimited plans for every customer, current, new, everyone, to show the love. Only from Verizon. $799.99, 128 gigabytes only, device payment purchase with new or upgrade smartphone line required. Less up to $800 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. 0% APR. Trade-in conditions apply.
Two and two on Elvis Andrus. Back-to-back strikeouts began the inning of the catcher's interference on a swing by Trevino, with Murphy up there extended the inning. A broken bat single for Stephen Vogt. 2-2 breakable, lined up the middle, a base hit. This game is not over yet. Murphy across the plate. He will score. Elvis delivers an RBI, his 15th of the year, and the A's now trail it 2-1. Something about scoring with two outs. It's happened quite a bit on this road trip. And now Matt Blake, the pitching coach for the Yankees, will go out to the mound. That's the first unearned run allowed by the Yankees in 32 games.
You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
Let's pause for station identification right here on A's Cast.
A's Cast, streaming on iHeartRadio and broadcasting locally on Bloomberg 960, KNEW Oakland, and KOSF 103.7 FM HD2 San Francisco.
Let's go to Rob in Oakland. You are on the A's Clubhouse Show.
Tony, thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it, as always. I know this is only one season, but this is beginning to almost feel like the Cohen years with the Warriors. And I only say that because the owner is supposedly the richest owner in baseball, the fifth richest owner in baseball. But you said something the other, a few minutes ago about when is your strategy going to change. Bean has nobody to answer to. I've called your show and I've probably ragged on Bean forever. And then when he gets somebody that bucks his system, we ship them out, i.e. Cespedes. But the here and now, how can you even look a owner in the face if he comes in the clubhouse knowing that he gives you nothing to work with or to win with, and he puts you in a situation? I'm sure he hopes the vote goes the other way. You know, let's go to Vegas. You know, why not? But you wanted to... It's just a bad situation. Who else would take the job? I can't even say I feel sorry for Kotze. You know, you want to manage that bad? But I'm with you. If you're going to run, hell, run. We're not hitting. I mean, you pitching, we're not bullpen. Start talking about that. We can't name the last great closer. I won't even say great. That's too strong of a word. But good closer. We let him walk to Chicago. Granted, Liam wasn't lights out, but he was better than anything else. And I don't know what Trevino holds over the organization that he's still around. But you talked about that last night. But it's just, I guess, you know, if you don't, you get what that old saying is, you get what you pay for. And, you know, maybe I missed something earlier in the season. When did they decide that they were just going to tank it? If you can, and I'll be glad to take that off the air, but I appreciate you taking my call.
There was a point coming out of the lockout where players were going to be moved and you're going to have to scramble and put a team together. A lot of these guys, though, were already had been part of the team. I mean, when you look at, you know, Laureano was going to come back from suspension. Murphy was already here. Piscotty was already here. Pender, Kemp. God, even a guy like Noisy was a draft pick brought back. Elvis was already here. So there was quite a few players that were already here. It was then taking what you would say your best players and moving on from them. And, you know, being down at spring training, you kind of, you know, you saw the writing on the wall. You're looking around and you're going, okay, this is definitely going to be a struggle. But as Mark Kotze said, and he's lived up to his word, that the team will play hard. And that's all they can do as coaches, right? You can just work with what you have, what you've been presented to work with. And that's what they've done. But, you know, you got to hope that that fire still burns and that a turnaround will happen real quick. You know, it's one thing to be doing the dance at 500. It's one thing when you're in the middle of the pack of... Let's just compare to another team. Since he mentioned Liam, it's one thing to be the White Sox. White Sox right now are 6.5 games back. They're 34-38. I haven't refreshed, so I don't even know what's happened in their game. Let's see here. I will do a scoreboard here in a little bit, but They're 34-38. They're four games under 500. They're 6.5 games back. If you were there, you could talk about, hey, they're always one way, where you're always one winning streak away from being right in this thing. You're one winning streak from being 500 or better, with months to go to try and chase down the Minnesota Twins. I mean, I can sell 34-38. Go down the line. The Texas Rangers, I could sell the Rangers right now, 36-37. There's quite a few teams that you look at. But then there's this other group of teams where you literally are staring here in June. And I apologize. I just got a text about my mother-in-law. Got to scramble. Hold on. You know when you get one of those very important texts and you're trying to do something else at the same time? I just had that happen to me. Sucks getting old, folks. I can tell you that. Sucks getting old. Colorado. I look at, like, Colorado. I look at Arizona. I look at Cincinnati. I look at Chicago, the Cubs. Shows you whatever your market is, money, it can happen to everybody. The Nats, Marlins, A's, I mean, Royals, who we just saw, they played a little better baseball. But everybody, all these teams, your season's over from a standpoint of wanting to compete. And you're looking to the future. And it's tough. It's not, yeah, it is. It's not easy every night looking at being the first team to 50 losses. It's now 51 losses. It's 21-55. You're 22.5 games back. You're not used to that. It's not fun. It's not fun for anybody. But you got to move. You got to keep the season doesn't end. The season does not end. You still got to play these games out. So my question would be, what's the game plan for playing these games out? How do you want to play it? Because right now you've played, this is game, today was game 76. You're just about at the halfway point. What's the plan for the second half? Now, once again, I'm not in full detail of contracts. I'm not in full of, you know, there are things far above my pay grade. I just know what I would like to see. And why can't you question? Why can't you question? No one, I mean, there should not be, you know, there's not a dumb question. Remember how teachers would sell that to you? Ask any question. No question's a dumb question. How about no idea's a bad idea? You're 25-51. How can any idea be a bad idea when you're 25-51? I'm not going to tell any of you out there when you call in that your idea is a bad idea. I'm not going to do that. Why would I? What kind of arrogance would that be? Oh, that's dumb. Dumb. What did I just say? 22.5 games out? 22.5 games out. I'd be so arrogant to be able to, if I was on the air going, that's dumb, or you can't do that, or why would you do this, and why would you? You're 25-51. I'm taking any suggestions. This is a great time to experiment, really. Try different things. Try new positions. Try. And I have to think, now that we're hitting the halfway point, you'll start to see that. I mean, we were watching Paul Blackburn. – watching Paul Blackburn get taken out yesterday, you see it. If you watch A's pre- and post-game live on NBC California, and you saw Dave Stewart's reaction. I mean, I'm not gonna get into the, we're a bunch of the old guys, but at some point it just gets to be like, come on, we all kind of understand sports. You're taking guys out too early to get to a bullpen that has struggled. Let players play. I mean, look at the Golden State Warriors. We now all think of Steph as an all-time great. Remember though, back in the day? What should the Warriors do? Keep Monte Ellis or Steph Curry? Anybody, any old Warrior fans out there? Any of you remember that? I sure do. I was a part of that. Remember, we didn't know about Steph's ankles? Are those ankles going to hold up in these surgeries? I mean, there are a lot of questions about the Golden State Warriors. You're taking Klay Thompson. Who the hell is Klay Thompson? I know about his dad, but you're taking this guy that wasn't hell on wheels in the Pac-12? Draymond Green was a second-round pick? Like, what? But you know what? You have your beliefs. Try some things. You know what they did? They said, get Monte Ellis the hell out of here and let's give Steph Curry an opportunity. Let's see it. He's had the surgeries. Hopefully the ankles can last. And let's see if he can be that guy. Because I can guarantee you, there was a lot of people in the NBA who didn't believe Steph Curry was going to be in every down guy. That's football. There was a lot of people who thought this guy's not going to be a long-term starter in the NBA. A lot of people had questions. So I have no problem if you have questions. I have no problem if you have suggestions. And we're going to take a lot of suggestions. We've got a long way to go. Tomorrow's game 77 of 162. We have a long way to go. Mark Kotze up next right here on the A's Clubhouse Show.
This is Chris Townsend for the Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek. Great news! Our indoor dining is back, along with our beautiful patio dining. Come taste our world-famous chicken pie that has been served in Southern California for 83 years. The Chicken Pie Shop of Walnut Creek has one of the most dynamic menus, plus a full bar. Pot pies, gourmet burgers, sandwiches, salads, flatbreads, and more. Don't forget, we still do takeout and delivery. For all the information, go to chickenpieshopwc.com. That's chickenpieshopwc.com.
Here are some easy tips to get the most out of a time-of-use rate plan. Number one, during peak times, get your dishes loaded and your clothes ready to wash or dry. Then wait until off-peak times to press the start button. Number two, run your AC during off-peak hours, then nudge it up to 78 degrees when peak hours begin. Number three, one of the easiest ways to conserve energy is by turning off appliances, televisions, and lights. To see more easy tips, visit pge.com/touinfo.
Red, white, blue, and baseball, too. You won't want to miss 4th of July fireworks after the A's game on July 4th.
And the pitch is swung on, hit the right field, hit deep. Whitefield going back at the track, over his head, and over the wall! Do you believe that?
Come see your A's take on the Toronto Blue Jays, then head down to the field to watch the post-game fireworks show. Tickets start at just $15. Find your seats at athletics.com. Don't miss the A's July 4th post-game fireworks show presented by 7-Up.
Innovation is at the heart of Cal State East Bay, like at our Green Biome Institute, where faculty and students map genes from California's endangered plants, or how we open doors for local entrepreneurs at our Small Business Development Center. From educators to nurses to STEM professionals, Cal State East Bay has real impact throughout the region's neighborhoods, boardrooms, and entire economy. Be part of the innovation. Connect with Cal State East Bay at csueastbay.edu/impact.
Humanity has accomplished a whole lot so far. We created penicillin, the automobile, and the internet, not to mention drones, duct tape, and the hot dog. It's all thanks to the power of human connections.
And RingCentral's here to make that even easier, more seamlessly and securely, on a platform built to grow your business. Say hello to a whole new way to say hello. Visit ringcentral.com and say hello to possibilities. RingCentral. Message, video, phone, together.
Ah, hitting the road with the family. On your way to nonstop adventures. No worries ahead, because you know you can stop at a Chevron station along the way. Get fuel for your car, fuel for your crew. That's Chevron with Techron for unbeatable mileage and snacks for all. Coffee for mom, chips for the kids, cold drinks for dad. You know, for the road ahead. Toss in some laughs, out-of-tune singing, and a zillion are we there yet? And you just made lifelong family memories. Chevron, together ahead.
Pete's property manager just took an extended vacation. He needs a replacement before this becomes a cruel summer.
Oh, you wanted the lakefront for the 17th. How did this get double booked already?
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by conducting interviews on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's the 1-0, and that's to the outside corner, strike at the knees. And Aaron Judge getting a little more animated now with Stu Sherwater and starting to hear it from Aaron Boone. Aaron Boone now barking from his own dugout, and now he's been ejected by Sherwater. And he's going to come on out, and he's going to get face-to-face with the home plate umpire. And he's going to let Sherwater know what he thinks. You know, the reaction of Aaron Judge tells Boone all you need to know. And, of course, the Yankee faithful are behind Aaron Boone. His most famous confrontation with an umpire was a couple of years ago when he was ejected, when he said, "We are savages in the box." He may not be saying that now, but he's saying, this is Aaron Judge. He's 6'7", and the pitches are down, and they are not strikes. And he's been ejected. Not often do you see a manager ejected when your team's ahead, but he's protecting, you know, his MVP candidate. And he will hand the lineup card to his bench coach, Carlos Mendoza.
You're listening to the A's Clubhouse Show.
It's a lost art form. Getting ejected and making it entertaining. I got to say, Booney, as we like to call him, he's pretty darn good at it. And Vince, talking about when he came out and said, "My guys are blanking savages," was one of the greats of all time. And tonight, I'm watching it over again tonight, where it's "Let's effing go." And he comes out, and it's blankety blank, blank. I mean, he is letting him have it. It's not going to change anything. But Boone is really good at getting thrown out. And his reaction to getting thrown out, they're pretty good. We don't, I mean, you see him on, whenever it happens, you will see it on MLB Network. But some of them are legendary. And this is a decent one tonight. This wasn't an A performance. And there's a time and place. If you do it all the time, like Bobby Cox, it became just comical. You heard the, you remember when the Hall of Famer Tom Glavin was on A's Cast Live? And he talked about being up in the dugout. I mean, being up in the clubhouse. And Greg Maddux is like, "Yeah, this umpire is brutal." And then Bobby Cox came up, and Bobby Cox says to Greg, "Mad Dog, how's the umpire?" And Maddux completely flips the script, going, "Oh, Bobby, this guy's terrible tonight. Da-da-da-da-da." No. Let me retell it. So Tom Glavin goes into the clubhouse. Maddux was up there charting the game, and Glavin asked Maddux about the umpire. Maddux said the umpire was pretty good. Then Bobby Cox comes up, and just Maddux being Maddux, Bobby asked him about the umpire, and Maddox flipped the script and then said, oh, he's been brutal. Bobby's brutal. He's missing this, missing that. And then, of course, Bobby goes out and gets wrong. And Glavin goes, doggy, because Mad Dog called him doggy. Doggy, what are you doing? And he's just laughing because he knew Bobby would take the bait and go get thrown out. The wild times of the Atlanta Braves back in the day with three of the greatest pitchers of all time. That was a great story. I remember being at Candlestick Park working a game, and Bobby Cox got thrown out, and literally it was freezing cold. Freezing. And Bobby Cox went, got thrown out, because he didn't want to be there. He didn't want to be there. If I remember correctly, it was in one of those runs in the 90s where they had a big lead, and he just wanted to go back to the manager's office. He didn't want to sit there in the freezing cold at Candlestick Park for 3 hours. So he literally went out with the lineup card, got thrown out, and walked down the right field line to go to the clubhouse. It was hilarious, and everybody knew what was going on. All righty, here is Mark Kotze with the media after the game.
Frankie pitched great again. And continues to go out and give us a chance to win in these games. Obviously it's tough to for him to go out and know that, you know, I mean, he hasn't gotten a lot of run support again tonight. he pitched six innings of great baseball and against a good team, a good lineup, and gets a loss for it. So overall, I just thought Frankie threw the ball really well.
What did he do to make adjustments after the second inning?
Well, I mean, he started throwing the slider and the split down the bottom of the zone, pitching to the bottom of the zone. I think he may have been up early, and that was the biggest adjustment, and he got outs from there.
Are there a couple base running maybe mistakes or early in the game that kind of hurt a little bit with getting picked off first? And is that something that you look at, or do you see that it's just a good play by the Yankees?
No, we definitely made a mistake there. Sheldon got off a little too far. The best pitch for a catcher to throw on is a swing and miss with the runner at first. You get the runner leaning based on the swing. And I think Sheldon didn't realize how far off he had got with his extension, especially with the left-handed pitch on the mound. So a mistake by us there, and, obviously it shows up at the end.
I realize that, as you said, they're not scoring enough runs. But what do you do to encourage him to keep going?
Well, you don't have to encourage Frankie. Frankie's a beast. He's going to keep pitching. He's going to be, he's our leader on our staff and a competitor. He knows where we're at. Offensively, we've had our struggles scoring runs, and this pitching staff's done a good job. Bullpen did a great job tonight at keeping it at two and give us a chance to get the tying and winning run to the plate. And actually tie and run at second base. So, we're going to continue to show the fight that we have all season.
What did Sears do just to be effective
there?
Their Sears?
Yeah, their lefty threw strikes. His fastball seemed to have some life at the top of the zone. And he mixed in a change up at the bottom to keep our right-handers off balance. Kid did a nice job.
Clay isn't someone who typically gives up runs or a lot of hits there in the ninth inning. Is that an encouraging sign for you to see them be able to, kind of put some hits on the board and get a run there late in the game?
Yeah, I mean, this team's shown that all season. There's very few games that we haven't had an opportunity at some point in our last at bat to get a tying or winning run to the plate. They battle, as you talk about. Clay's done a great job all season. I've given up a lot of hits or runs, to get a run there and to have a chance to win a game. Show some character.
And we're back at it tomorrow. Now you feel for Frankie. You do. But it's a situation. He's not the first, and he's not going to be the last. The guys that I'll feel bad for is when you play for a bad team and you're physically getting abused. This is just tough because it's your record and it lives on Baseball Reference forever. Yeah, and it sucks. It sucks the A's have lost 12 of his last 11 starts. And he'll still be 1-6 during that time, and it sucks. But it's not like he's like a quarterback on a horrible football team and he's out there just getting hammered by guys. That, you know, or you're a running back on a bad team and you're getting drilled night in and night out. That sucks. That really sucks. So if I could say, if there's one good thing, Frankie, you're not waking up bruised. You're not getting a concussion. You're not going through all of that, through those type of hard pains. But he's made a great case for himself to go help a winner, right? What he did with his last outing, taking that no-no into the eighth. What he did tonight at Yankee Stadium. Peter Gammons, the Hall of Famer, is reporting in The Athletic that one of the teams that's really interested in him is the Yankees. And, you know, just like we talked about earlier tonight, whether it's Semien, Olson, Chapman, Marte, Canna, Harrison, you name it, down the line, they're guys that we're going to root for. They were A's. We liked them all. Up next, if it's Frankie to go, I didn't mention Seabass. Sorry about that. Just remember that. Chris Bassett. Oh, Sean Manaea. Think about him, too. Rooting for them all. And Frankie's going to go to a team that hopefully will be a playoff contender. And hopefully he'll pitch in some meaningful games down the stretch. And then all this stuff we've talked about, losing 12 out of 13 starts and all that kind of stuff, won't matter. He'll be talking about pitching in games that are to go to the postseason and potentially pitching in the postseason. Because right now, you start to look at it. Chapman's got a good chance to be in the postseason. Let's see, go down the line here. Marcus, no. Matt Olson's got a chance. Obviously, Canna, Marte, Bassett got a great chance with the Mets leading the division. So, good luck to them all. There's a chance there for Manaea in San Diego. And Frankie could be on that list too. Just hopefully a nice big haul will come back for Frankie. That's how he can help the organization going down the road. Time now. Are we going to do the out-of-town scoreboard brought to you by Mechanics Bank? All righty. Let me get to the scoreboard here. We'll go down the line. Games in progress. Bottom of the ninth. Reds lead the Cubbies 5-3. White Sox lead the Angels 5-3 in the top of the sixth. San Diego shutting out Arizona 6-0. That's in the top of the sixth. Giants shutting out the Tigers 4-0. Bottom of the fifth. Top of the fifth. Scoreless between the Orioles and the Mariners. A final, Guardians take down the Twins 3-2. Braves beat the Phillies 5-3. Nationals on top of the Pirates 3-1. Blue Jays take down the Reds 6-5. Astros whoop the Mets 9-1. Astros, everybody's just, oh, the Yankees. All right, we'll see. We will see. Brewers 5, Rays 3. Twins shut out the Guardians at in-game 2. They had a doubleheader 6-0. Was the Cardinals 5, Marlins 3. Rangers on top of the Royals, 8-3. And it was the Rockies taking down the Dodgers, 7-4. I just realized we got an early one. Time to see what's on deck, presented by Ashby Lumber. Ashby Lumber for all your building and remodeling needs. Learn more at ashbylumber.com. All righty. 9:05. Woo, we got to get up early tomorrow. 9:05. We'll have Vince Catronio. We'll have the classic replay of Ray and Joe Torre. Doug Glanville Part 2. Doug was great today on A's Cast Live. If you missed it, we'll put up the entire interview at athletics.com/A'sCast. And first pitch from the Bronx, as the A's need to get a victory to keep from being swept. That will be a 10:05 first pitch. It's going to be James Taillon up against my man Cole Irvin. Not going to be like this Sears kid taking a minute between pitches. It's going to be get it, and it's going to be go. Cole Irvin on the bump. Love it. So, A's Total Access brought to you by Chevron at 9:05. First pitch at 10:05. A's lose in the Bronx 2-1. We'll see everybody tomorrow right here on A's Cast.
Humanity has accomplished a whole lot so far. We created penicillin, the automobile, and the internet. Not to mention drones, duct tape, and the hot dog. It's all thanks to the power of human connections. And Ring Central's here to make that even easier, more seamlessly and securely, on a platform built to grow your business. Say hello to a whole new way to say hello. Visit ringcentral.com and say hello to possibilities. Ring Central. Message, video, phone, together.
Some things just go together. Peanut butter and jelly. Cookies and milk. Oakland and Kaiser Permanente. If that last one caught you off guard, it shouldn't, because Kaiser Permanente has been helping keep Oakland healthy since our very beginning. And as the official healthcare partner of the Oakland A's, that won't be changing anytime soon. Whatever you may need, you can trust Kaiser Permanente to help keep you feeling your best. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org today.
Innovation. It's at the heart of Cal State East Bay. Like at our Green Biome Institute, where faculty and students map genes from California's endangered plants. Or how we open doors for local entrepreneurs at our Small Business Development Center. From educators to nurses to STEM professionals, Cal State East Bay has real impact throughout the region's neighborhoods, boardrooms, and entire economy. Be part of the innovation. Connect with Cal State East Bay at csueastbay.edu/impact.
Like sports, business is about winning. Championship decisions are business decisions based on what it takes to help your company win. And that's why there's UBO Business Services, specializing in helping you win every day by streamlining workflows, managing documents, and providing the best-in-class office technology. Make your championship decision with UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com. That's ubeo.com.
Where'd you get that synthesizer?
I just bought it. Since we're saving so much with no mortgage down payment and no PMI with Navy Federal Credit Union, I figured I'd put some of that extra money to good use. Oh, and I'm starting a band with some platoon mates.
Great.
Learn how you can save $2,500 on average with a Navy Federal mortgage at NavyFederal.org. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing lender.
August 6th is International Trading Card Day, and Topps wants to celebrate with you. Visit your participating local hobby shop, where you will receive a free pack of cards, plus a special card if you purchase $10 or more of Topps products, while supplies last. Post your packs on social media using the hashtag TOPSITCD, and follow along with @Topps. Visit Topps.com for more information.
This has been the A's Clubhouse Show.
Here's the pitch again to Elvis. Swung on line to right, a base hit. Chavis, the third up with the ball, is Dyson. Here's a throw to the plate. And it's going to be close. The dive, the tag. Save at the plate. And the A's have won it.
And that is blasted. Left center field on its way, way back. And Sean Murphy has hit it out. The A's go back to back.
Be sure to visit athletics.com/A'sCast for exclusive content, including pre- and post-game for every game.
Down the line, Tucker giving chase in the corner at the wall, and gone! Tony Kemp unloads on Luis Garcia, shocks the Astros with the long ball.
Thank you for joining this exclusive presentation of A's Baseball.